For many Americans, a broadband connection to the internet is an essential necessity of 21st century life, and yet there are some who can't afford it. A small town in Vermont is the latest in a series of efforts to organize a wireless network that offers high-speed internet access at a price that low-income people can afford. WBGO's John Kalish reports on the wireless mesh movement.
In Newport, Vermont, a wireless mesh project aims to spread internet in a neighborhood where nearly half of the kids live below the poverty line. Diane Peel is a retired nurse who's helping to organize the project. She says that a lot of the low-income families there have internet on their smartphones, but not in their homes.
In this day and age, if you can't stay connected, then you're just going to lose out. And if the kids growing up in families that the only access to the internet they ever see their parents doing is scrolling up and down Facebook on their phone, that is not preparing them to be adults in the society that we have, where they're going to go to an office somewhere, hopefully, and get a decent job and have to do more complicated things.
Peel says that low-income families need internet access at home to apply for jobs or college admission and for online learning. After knocking on basically every door in the downtown area of Newport, Peel is convinced that nearly a quarter of the households there can't afford home internet service. The Newport Mesh plans to serve them by using Wi-Fi routers to wirelessly spread internet access. In February, the Mesh completed a two-year pilot project.
When the word got out that we were doing the pilot project, they were walking in here. Mothers with children in school said, "I've heard you have internet available. My son or daughter needs the internet for school, and we can't afford it." I would judge from that there is a need out there, because it got them out of their apartment to walk down to this place and come in and ask about it, which is something that just doesn't happen otherwise.
Michelle Rossi is a single mother of two. Her son is done with school, and though her daughter in second grade doesn't need the internet yet for homework, Rossi says that will change in a few years.
We're still feeling out like how the weather affects it and the number of devices in the house that are trying to feed from it. My son's got a PlayStation and she plays on the tablet, but we haven't had too many hiccups.
The pilot project involved less than a dozen households and was done under the radar and without the cooperation of local landlords, so the routers were not placed in optimal locations. In mesh networks, routers communicate with each other, and a single router can provide internet access to several households. Diane Peel showed me a router that looked like a square white hockey puck.
This is a MetaMesh router. You can set it up just on the ledge of your window. You know, the closer to outside yard, the better. This one has been communicating with one that's a block and a half up there on the third story of a window, actually having to go through the corner of this brick building.
That MetaMesh router came from a company that was started in Pittsburgh by that city's wireless mesh network. Adam Longwell is one of the founders of PittMesh, which has been up and running since 2013.
The equipment that we use is really inexpensive by design, so that we can easily swap it out if it fails. And we keep it small so that it's pretty discreet. And you have a collection of these within about 200 feet of each other. And they start to find each other and communicate. And they all know where each other is. And they all know who is in the network and can pass traffic back and forth and ultimately to the internet.
PittMesh, by the way, has 60 routers or nodes around the city. The wireless mesh up there in Newport, Vermont, will have just 6 routers when it formally launches this summer, all placed on top of participating buildings. Organizer Diane Peel expects it to serve about 80 families in a roughly 9-square-block area. It's a small segment of the market that she says the established internet service providers won't miss.
This is a neighborhood where it's a pain in the neck to have to deal with a lower income population that doesn't pay their bills necessarily and may run up a big bill, and then, you know, they're moving a lot, so you're always connecting and disconnecting. So if we assume that responsibility, we're taking a lot of that headache away from them.
The Newport Mesh expects to run its network on a high-speed internet connection delivered via fiber optic cable. The goal is to charge low-income households $15 a month for the service, but Diane Peel says some will pay nothing and others will pay more.
We do have some people in this neighborhood who are actually somewhat better off and are very civic-minded. I'm hoping that they're going to be willing to help support the mesh and kick in a little bit more.
One of the largest internet service providers in the country, Comcast, provides dirt cheap internet access to families in federally subsidized housing or with children in a school lunch program. One mesh network activist described that service as glorified dial-up and called it a tax on being poor. Mesh networks are currently operating in Brooklyn, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Houston. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.